Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Leeds, and welcome to the Best in Leeds Christmas special. It's a little bit hard to believe that we are now in the Christmas podcast, considering we started this so many months ago. We've come full circle. And obviously, Christmas has definitely arrived in Leeds. Tree is in City Square, ready for you to take a million Instagram pictures with. The market has taken over Millennium Square. All the signs of Christmas in Leeds have definitely come back to us.
Yes, Sam, it's a very, very special time of year, as we know. So we are here to try and give you the A to Z of Christmas, I guess. We are, you know, Christmas is spelled, and we're going to give you something special for each letter of Christmas. So kicking off, Sam, with C, obviously, is that where Christmas starts? The Cadbury's. C is for Cadbury's.
C is for free Christmas chocolate, it seems.
Yes, so this Christmas, you've seen the Coca-Cola shop before, which we covered a few weeks ago. It's been and gone now. But in the spirit of commercialism as well, Cadbury's are going to be coming to Leeds and actually letting you give some free chocolate away to your loved ones in an anonymous postal service. It's the Cadbury's postal service, as I'm sure you'd imagine. And they're going to be in Leeds City Centre and letting you post your favourite treats to your best friends and your family, I guess.
Or yourself. Can you do yourself? Can you just like write your own address down?
I mean, I think so. It might not be in the spirit of Christmas, but I think you probably could, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. If you're feeling a bit mean and you want to take it for yourself. I mean, like, well, I suppose you could obviously go to Asda and do it a lot quicker and not have to wait for the post, but there you go. But yeah, the Coca-Cola truck was in Pudsey the other week. Craig, you got to go see that?
Yeah, it was magical. To be fair, I actually don't mind the Coca-Cola truck, because I think it's, as we were talking about the other day, I think it's one of the things that's been part of my life and your life for so long, but it's just quite nice. So, but yeah, driving to Asda and Pudsey on like a Wednesday afternoon was not the nicest experience, to be honest.
Just for a little can of free Coke.
I didn't get a can, which was still a bugbear of mine.
Well, you failed at the Coca-Cola truck, clearly. That's the whole point. You see the Coca-Cola truck, you feel Christmassy, you come away with a tiny can of Coke Zero.
And then you feel even more Christmassy. But yeah, no, I didn't get one, unfortunately. But hopefully when the Cadbury's postal service comes, I will get one. And actually, you know what? I've seen Cadbury's before do their Easter egg hunts. You know, like they had, I think, a year or two back, they had their massive big truck at the tour. And that was actually really cool. So if they do something similar for Christmas, like in this venture, I think it'd be quite pretty good. So just to let you know then, so I think it will be big queues on the day, probably, I imagine. But it's there from 12:30 till 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 15th in Albion Court in Albion Street. You probably won't be able to miss it, because it's going to be a big and purple, I think. And which, you know, that's a great description, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, massive purple Cadbury's truck. If you're anywhere in town on the Saturday, I mean, just follow people. Just follow the people that are clearly getting a march on to go join that massive queue.
And when you're there and you've done your queuing, so you'll be able to post for free bars of Cadbury's Dairy Milk, whole nut, caramel, fruit and nut, and their new winter edition, which I don't know is in the winter edition, but you can post that as well. I actually don't know what size of the bars they are. I'm hoping they're generously sized. I think, I don't know if I want a queue for like the 6-piece one, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a lot of packaging. All the, because it'll be like Amazon water. It'll have like layers and layers of packaging, and then it's just a tiny bar.
I mean, hopefully it's like the £1 ones you get in like those petrol stations. They're like a bit bigger. But yeah, it's a nice gesture, I think, and you can do that and get it sent to your loved ones on Saturday, December 16th, I'm sorry, 15th, as I said. So, yeah, get down there.
Brilliant. So, moving on then. So, we've had C is for Cadbury's. H is for Home Alone and other festive movies. And you lucky people, Leeds is full of movies that show our favourite Christmas films at this time of year. Everywhere from the Everyman and the View Cinemas to the Belgrave, and even Canal Mills gets involved. So yeah, well fulfilled, no matter what your favourite is, whether you prefer the traditional, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, or more modern, like Elf, you are absolutely covered. I mean, personally for me, it's not Christmas until I've seen A Muppet's Christmas Carol. I need a frog to play Bob Cratchit. I need Michael Caine, and I need all of those wonderful songs, which I sing much to the annoyance of everyone around me for a lot of December.
Yeah, there's so many screens, to be honest. Like, I think this is something which has probably come back into the fore the last couple of years. You look around now, there's sort of venues to all get on the back of it. And the good thing is as well is that a lot of the cinemas are doing it quite cheap. Like, Viewer do their £5 deal, obviously, which is really good value. And then even, like, as Sam mentioned, Belgrave are doing stuff. The weeks that Belgrave are doing stuff, which is next weekend, so the 15th and 16th, and then the weekend after that, the one before Christmas, the 23rd and 22nd. The good thing about that is theirs are all free as well. So they've got like loads of favourites there. I think they're doing Elf, they're doing Love Actually. So you can get down there and go for free, so you can save your money on like treats. But the other one, Sam, is that, which I think is tied in quite nicely, and it sort of avoids the is it or isn't it Christmas film debate, the Die Hard's back this Christmas. But, and obviously a lot of people say whether it is or isn't, but the way that it's been done this year to maybe avoid that debate slightly is it's the 30th anniversary screen anyway. So there's a reason for showing it, even if you don't think it's a Christmas film.
It is a Christmas film. The opening number is Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. He puts a Santa hat on a dead guy. It takes place at a Christmas party. Like, case closed, Your Honour. I don't know what... Anybody saying it isn't a Christmas film is either closing their eyes for 40 minutes of it, or I don't get this argument. There is no argument. Die Hard is a Christmas film.
Well, that is the final word on that. So Bruce Willis will be happy, and Alan Rickman, you know, God rest him, will be happy as well. So yeah, there's loads of Christmas films coming up, and I think you guys should get out there and go and support them, because I think it's a really cool family thing to do as well.
Yeah, definitely. So like I said, all of the venues showing Christmas films and the times of the films being shown, we've got a big roundup on the Leeds Live website, so you can take a look there and see what you fancy. What I would say, if you wanted to do any of the ones around Christmas Eve, you know, those sort of special days when you're finally off work, book in advance. Do not do what I did and go, oh, well, go see It's a Wonderful Life at Hyde Park Picture House, and then realise that it books up almost immediately as soon as tickets go on sale. So yeah, get organised, don't be disappointed. So moving on to R. R is for reindeer kebabs. You heard that right. You can now eat a Christmas kebab filled with reindeer meat. Something that is absolutely Craig, as I'm sure I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm not dead on board with this, to be honest, but you know, the spirit of Christmas. My point, my issue is that I find it really weird that at this time of year, you know, kids celebrate the idea of Rudolph and what have you, and now we're sort of saying, oh, let's go and eat Rudolph. It just seems a bit odd to me.
Yeah, I mean, quite funnily, the packaging says Donna and Blitzen.
Again.
I mean, this is I Am Donna in Headingley, who are known for their fantastic kebabs, and they've decided. They wanted to do something festive, so they've used reindeer meat. It's got parsnip crisps, sauerkraut, stuffing and gravy inside as well. So it does, come on, it sounds pretty good.
Like, if anything, I think morally it'd be better to do this in, say, February when it isn't Christmas.
yeah, so away from Christmas. We don't need the reindeers right now, so we can put them in kebabs.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I know you can argue the same thing with turkeys and what have you, but, like, this is now a thing. This was never a thing. Like, turkeys, rightly or wrongly, turkey's been tradition of Christmas, whereas this is just, oh, let's eat Donovan Blitzen now. Good, all right, okay.
I mean, this seems to have affected you quite deeply. I'm sensing some sort of unresolved issues here. Like, maybe we've opened a door we shouldn't have opened.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I haven't eaten lamb since I was five, because I had a toy lamb as a kid, and I was eating lamb one day with the lamb on the table and realised the two things were, you know, united. So I haven't touched lamb since. So I think maybe it's the same sort of vibe for me.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I just don't like this.
No, fair enough. Okay, so Craig won't be dashing to get a reindeer kebab because he's still traumatised from eating lamb when he was five in front of his toy lamb.
I mean, what I would say is that, you know, come the Christmas party and, you know, we're several mulled wines in, who knows, maybe then, but right this moment in time when, you know, mulled wine less. I'm not
cold load day.
Yeah, I'm not for it.
Fine, that's absolutely fine. No one's forcing you. However, I think they look delicious, and I'm quite tempted to go up to Headingley and enjoy some reindeer. I will tell you what it's like.
It's proper good cop, bad cop, that, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Both sides of the argument there. And if you want to take your kids, just don't tell them it's reindeer. It looks like Donovan in the video. I don't think anybody's going to be holding it for forensic testing. Just say, oh no, it's not Donovan. You're fine.
Well, that is the spirit of Christmas, lying to the kids. There's a lot of people who lie to kids about Christmas, so...
Exactly. There's no... Oh, my God, ruined Christmas.
I put a spoiler before that bit.
Yeah. Okay, so I is for ice skating. Yes, you don't have to wait for the cube to come back, which I think is returning in February, March. Yeah, February we're getting the cube back. But if you want to do some festive skating this Christmas, all you need to do is wrap up warm and get yourselves down to Stockeld Park. Their Christmas adventure has already begun with an ice rink. They've got a Nordic ski trail, which sounds ambitious, illuminated maze, illuminated enchanted forest, and the park stays open a bit later, so you can go enjoy that with all of their lights lit up and that lovely Christmassy feeling. They've got Santa's Grotto as well, and now this sounds great. They've got a Hansel's chocolate box open, which is serving all sorts of lovely Christmassy treats, including festive hot chocolate that comes in orange, mint, gingerbread, black forest, salted caramel, and even mince pie flavour. Do you fancy some mince pie hot chocolate? Is that all right for you?
Yeah, I'm more on board with that, definitely. No, it sounds like a really amazing thing. I think what we're trying to do here as well is obviously try and show you a lot of family days. Like, we're all doing this would be ideal.
Yeah, definitely. This is something for all of the family, like I said. And it's not just Stockeld that's sort of getting involved with the big sort of Christmas lights spectacular as well. If you head further out to Lotherton Hall, which you'll know now for the flamingos and the wonderful animals out there, they do a huge Christmas event with the 12 days of Christmas. Captured in a series of sort of light displays and mannequins and huge sort of stuff. I mean, looking at it now, there's a picture here of, what is it? The drumming one. Why is it drumming? Oh, God, we have to go through it now. Hang on. 12, 8, 7. Where's the drummers? How many drummers are there? Why are we rubbish at this?
And there's two total doors, isn't there? That's, a,
that's that. Not helping. Okay, so yeah, the drummers, whatever number they are, please let us know. Tweet us, tell us what the drummers are doing. Yeah, we've got a lovely row of those. It's just a really nice way to sort of walk around, see the 12 days of Christmas brought to life. Clearly, we need to go because we don't know the 12 days of Christmas.
No, and it's something you think you would know, actually. But no, I don't. I could tell you, like, what happens in Elf or in
that. No, we're failing here. So yeah, like I said, the Lotherton's Christmas Raves is back. That's now open. So yeah, there's 12 days of Christmas walk through Captain's Wood. They've also got a secret fairy hideaway. You can, of course, meet Santa who manages to be everywhere at once in December.
Yes.
And the house, Lotherton Hall, is all dressed up for Christmas. So yeah, lots of lovely things to see there too.
And Sam, you mentioned meeting Santa. Well, we're going to have a lot of visitors to the city, I think, in the next couple of weeks in the build-up to the big day. And they will be able to meet Santa in all of our shopping centres, I'm pretty sure. So, Sam, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? We need to warn our public, and I'm sure that they know this, but you're going to go and do your shopping and think, OK, it's going to be busy. But it's going to be even busier because there will be people outside of Leeds. I mean, people like myself, in fact.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So S, of course, is for shopping.
Yeah.
And Leeds, yeah, Leeds is a destination city for Christmas shopping. Coach trips, train parties, they all come in. Just to enjoy our wonderful sort of shopping arcades and centres. And to be honest, I think it's cool for Leeds that we have that draw. I think the best thing about Leeds is that compared to maybe larger cities, it is still quite compact enough that you can get around it soon enough. So a day shopping here doesn't feel quite as maybe as exhausting as maybe Manchester would. So obviously shopping, you know, you love it all here. I quite like it when it's really busy. I like to throw myself into it, go listen to some brass bands playing carols. But yeah, so obviously it's a big hit. If you're looking for your high street, your main sort of mainstream shops, Trinity, Leeds has got probably everything you need, as well as fantastic sort of restaurants, Trinity Kitchen at the top as well. Victoria Quarter, the big opening for Leeds in the last couple of years, that's where you'll find John Lewis, where you can buy a piano for your aspiring John Elton, because that's what the advert. John Elton. John, my God. Well, that's what the advert was about, right, wasn't it? Buy your kid a piano and he'll make you millions.
Is John Elton the knockoff?
John Elton is the next Elton, yeah. John.
Like, is he like the Primark version of that, is he? I mean, just on that advert, I've still not seen it yet. As I was saying to you yesterday, I've not seen it yet. But I know the general vibe of it. And the general message, I think, is buy a piano, buy Elton's greatest hits, buy his tickets to his tour. Go and see his new Rocketman film when that comes out. I think that's the whole idea, isn't it?
Yeah. John Lewis is backing Elton. I think that's I mean, no, cynicism aside, it is a lovely advert, and the kid that plays Baby Elton at the end is just the cutest thing you'll ever see in your life. He's gorgeous. But yeah, John Lewis obviously sells other things than pianos. We're not suggesting it's a piano emporium, even if that's what their advert did. But no, of course, out from the centres, from your the Victoria Shopping Centre and Trinity, and even things like Marion and St John's, what I love about Leeds is the little arcades. I think some real treasure to be found in like the Queen's Arcade, the County Arcades, and obviously the Victoria Quarter is the snazziest, more of a window-gazing destination for me than anything else.
Yeah, and I think what's really good is that you can get, as Sam sort of saying, you can get everything you need, really. You can go off to the Coral Exchange as well. You've got, obviously, the main sort of shopping centres, and also you've got places even like you know, the St John and places like that, where you can go and pick up little bits and pieces. And obviously, as well, which we're going to come to a bit later, which we won't go into too much now, but you've got the markets as well, where you can pick up all your little trinkets as well. So there's a really good variety. And I mean, what I want, and Sam touched on it earlier, I quite like going out and doing the shopping. Of course, you do a little bit online, I think, but I quite like having that one sort of mad day or two mad days going through. I like that image of, like, Jingle All The Way, the Arnold Schwarzenegger sort of 90s Christmas film where they're battling away to buy stuff. I like all that. And as I think I said to Sam the other day, my favourite line from that film is, which is out of context right now, I appreciate, but... I'm not a pervert, I just wanted a Turbo Man doll.
I mean, is this something you rock out every December when you're fighting other people in Smith?
I love the scene where he punches the reindeer.
See, you fight, you will eat a reindeer, but you'll punch one, is that what you're saying?
No, because it's not a real reindeer.
Right, okay, fair. So, yeah, so if you want to be like Craig and you want to fight people for action figures, obviously go out and do that. But no, definitely at least try and brave it, go into town at least once this festive season, just for the hustle and bustle of it, you know. Unless you're in a queue three flipping rows deep in a department store with Wham's Last Christmas playing, is it even Christmas? Are you even Christmasing? Like, I think the stress is something we all should take as part of it.
What Fair would say is, though, I always think back to, again, bringing a film into it, the scene in Love Actually where Alan Rickman goes... This is a very different vibe. where Alan Rickman goes to buy the necklace from Rowan Atkinson. And obviously you've got the Rowan Atkinson thing being really fuddy-duddy and whatever, but shops are usually a bit busier than that around Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, please, hands up if you are one, but if you're a shop attendant and you will spend that much time putting holly and rosemary and popcorn and whatever the hell else into that gift bag... Like, let us know. I want to see that. If you do snazzy wrapping, please let me know. I want to come down and do a video.
Your eyes as well, nice.
So when you're fed up of shopping, when you just want to go hide somewhere, which is probably, 10 minutes on Brigg it'll do to you in December, T is for TP. Thor's TP is back, and it's the perfect place where you can just sit next to a roaring open fire, enjoy a cocktail. I think they've got meat dishes and grilled meats and, like, flame grilled everything in there too. So yeah, you've probably seen it already. It's near the Town Hall and Victoria Gardens. It's sort of becoming an extension of the Christmas market, I think. So if you don't want to sort of wander around the stalls there, you can just shimmy down and get yourself a place in the teepee.
Yeah, a lot of these have sprung up, particularly in northern cities I've noticed the last couple of years. And they're really nice, you know, it's that sort of Nordic sort of, you know, that neat type feel, isn't it? They have their big roaring fire in there. You can get your mulled wine, you can get all your little, like, spice sort of hot alcoholic drinks as well. And I think as well, you can get some sort of like nice meals in there as well. So I think it's like a really nice thing to do. As Sam said, you know, you can do it to avoid going shopping, or you could even treat it as a little treat at the end of it.
Yeah, reward yourself. Drag all your bags in. Try not to set any of them on fire. And, you know, they've got some beautiful sort of liqueur coffees and mulled wine and everything that you'd want just to warm up on a frosty December day. So moving on, and this is quite a nice segue actually, for the M. The M in our Christmas roundup is obviously for markets, and the German market is well and truly back. It has taken over Millennium Square. Those little wooden huts selling everything from sweets to Christmas decorations to crepes to hot dogs to mulled wine to beer. Like, there's just a wealth of stuff in that square, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think what's really nice is I know, obviously, again, sort of over the last sort of 5 to 10 years, these sort of type of markets have cropped up a lot in cities. But I think what's really nice at the Leeds ones, and I've only the first time really been to them this year, but I really like that it isn't a lot of identikit stalls. You know, there's a lot of variety there, and also it's busy, but it's not terribly busy so far I've seen. And it's a really nice location. Reading Square is great for hosting events, as we know. And the other thing I really, really like about it down there is that stunning merry-go-round. It's amazing.
Yeah, the carousel is really pretty. Again, another Instagram favourite for Leeds in December. Yeah, no, the German market, I mean, it's been in Leeds a fair few years now, but it's still, people still get really excited when it opens. If you go on any Saturday night in December, it is absolutely chocker and full of people. But yeah, it's a lovely Christmas tradition for the city. I love the little ornament stalls, all the little Christmas trinket stalls. I've got some lovely gifts and ornaments and presents from there as well. So if you've not been down yet, if you're biding your time, get down there quick. It's running for most of the month, and it's just not Christmas until you've wandered around with a nice cup of glue wine or mulled wine and starting to... I want to know who buys all the marshmallow stuff, though. Like, the sweet stalls are mad. I mean, once the kids have left, have you just got a lot of sugared up adults? Is that how it works?
Who knows? But one place I will say, well, there will be sugared up adults and kiddies will be our next little segue in this list. So we've got A left on the list. So A wealth of shows. So yes, it is panto season. Oh no, it isn't. Oh yes, it is. But we've done a list of all the big shows coming this Christmas, and I'm sure you and your family's gonna love it, and the little kids. And I have to admit, I have a real soft spot for panto, even still now. I know Stan Watson was going to theatre, and I don't know whether that was something that was part of your youth as well. So I'm sure it probably was. But I absolutely love panto season.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I think Christmas shows have evolved so much as well. It's not just going to see a panto in a drafty sort of village hall anymore. You know, these are big productions. Unfortunately, one of the biggest, which was going to be at the arena, has been sadly cancelled. But there are still a lot of fantastic festive shows you can catch this season. The City Varieties Rock and Roll Panto returns this week, and that runs into the new year. And that is meant to be a load of fun. There's a live band. There's something about a boulder fight, which I've never quite understood because I've not made it there myself yet. But I always read wonderful things. So if you want something a bit different, obviously the Varieties is a gorgeous venue as well. Then we've got the Carriage Works. Their panto is running. A Christmas Carol is on at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. And then at the Grand Theatre, obviously we've got their annual sort of festive ballet, The Nutcracker, is coming later in the month. But before that, we've got a bit of an exciting musical, which I know Craig is very excited about going to. Shrek is coming to Leeds. It's back in Leeds after a couple of years ago when it's had its debut on the first national tour. That's coming back. That's going to be the big sort of family hit this Christmas. Are you excited to see it, Craig?
Yeah, I can't wait for it. I saw it a couple of years ago on the West End, so I've not seen it since, so it's going to be really cool to see it. And like, I think the thing is, it's such a good film, obviously, and also, you know, Shrek is quintessentially playing on that whole fairy tale panto type stuff, isn't it? So I think it's ideal for on this time of year, personally.
Yeah, like I said, I think the parameters have moved for what a Christmas show can be. I think you're just looking for a really fun family sort of evening out, aren't you? Especially, you know, kids break up from school, there's nothing better than going to see just some really good theatre together. So yeah, wealth of shows happening across Leeds. Definitely, we've got a roundup again on the Leeds Live website, so you can take a look. Again, book quick. Do not hang around. These shows do fill up quite fast at this time of year.
And Sam, finally, moving on to S in our Christmas A to Z is, of course, for the Santa Dash, which returns this Sunday. If you want to get up early, you have to do it, or to see it, you're going to see a lot of hundreds, maybe thousands of Santas running up and down the city streets of Leeds, all raising money for a good cause, which I think is an amazing thing to do on a Sunday morning, Sam, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. This happens every year for St Gemma's Hospice, and we've got all the details on the route and how to get involved and signing up on our website, so you can take a look. But basically, you just need a Santa suit that you can comfortably run in without like face planting on Brigger. That's kind of the main aim. So don't fall over, dress like Santa. But no, seriously, people of all ages get involved, kids get involved, you see mums pushing buggies. I really want to see some Christmas dogs involved. I want a dog in a Santa suit running. That's all I want.
I think you will see that, I would imagine. But yeah, I think the thing is as well, I am working this weekend and I'd quite like to do it, but it's difficult because you're sort of working at it. And I think if I did a Facebook Live running it, that's just going to end in disaster.
I really want to see you running on Facebook Live in a Santa suit. I think it's what our readers deserve. I think they, you know, they've worked hard all year. Christmas is coming. They want to see you hyperventilating in a Santa suit.
Yeah, me just like stacking it and smashing the phone about halfway in.
Yeah, definitely. Merry Christmas, Craig.
Just make sure I use the word fuck.
Definitely. So there you have it, our Christmas roundup. So just to recap, so that you've got all of the important letters. C is for Cadbury's. Cadbury truck is coming to Albion Square very soon. Don't miss it. Send some chocolate to your loved ones. H is for Home Alone and other movies. All of our cinemas are getting involved, putting on festive flicks. So make sure you get booked in to see some of those. R is for Cover Your Ears, Craig. Reindeer kebabs. So try, you know, if I mean, I think they sound great. I Am Donna in Headingley is selling those. So get up there now if you want to see what Rudolph tastes like at this time of year. I is for ice skating at Stockwell Park, and we've also got Lotherton Hall's 12 Days of Christmas, so they're both two fantastic family events for you. S is for shopping. Come on, guys, we can do it. Brave it. Let's get out. But don't forget your arcades. Don't forget the lovely little independent stores. Going to the Corn Exchange, their Christmas decorations are steampunk inspired and they're lovely. T is for the Thor's Teepee, which is back near the Christmas markets in Victoria Gardens. Go in there to warm up and drink some old wine. M is for Christmas markets at the, not only, we forgot to mention as well, not only is there a lovely market in Millennium Square for most of the month, Kirkstall is bringing back its secret Christmas experience, which has a lovely gift market, lots of hot food and drink. That's coming back later in the month. Take a look on the website for details. A is for a wealth of shows. So from Shrek to Cinderella to A Christmas Carol, we've got it all going on. Again, full roundup on the Leeds Live website. Check it out. And finally, S is for Santa Dash, which unfortunately Craig will not be running on Facebook Live to the disappointment of us all. But it's a fantastic event for a fantastic cause. And it's always fun to see the town centre filled, city centre, sorry, filled with lots of running Santas. So there you have it. That is Christmas in letters. And I am exhausted.
And I guess if you want a little bit of an opportunity to meet us, which I'm sure you would, we'll be on our Christmas bash in the markets on Sunday. So come and say hello. I'm sure you'd love to do that.
Yeah, if you see a lot of really tired people drinking mulled wine in the Christmas market, it's a good chance that's us. No, we're excited for it. Obviously, we're not that old ourselves. We're only just coming up for over a year. So we're really excited for our first Christmas with Leeds Live. And yeah, we can't believe we've... It's come to December. This year has gone so fast. And obviously lots to look forward to in 2019. So stay tuned on Leeds Live. We'll bring you everything that's happening next year. And looking forward to January, dreaded January. But yeah, the Leeds Live website has everything going on this Christmas. You've also got a fantastic Christmas competition where you can win £250 worth of baby products on Amazon. So definitely get involved with that. But yeah, other than that, I think it's just a case of saying Merry Christmas to all of our lovely Leeds Live readers and everyone that listens to this podcast, and we'll see you next year.
Yes, and a Happy New Year, and hopefully not too many hangovers as well.
No, if we sound a bit groggy in the January edition, you know we overdid it. But no, have a wonderful festive season, and like I say, keep your eyes peeled. Everything that's happening in the city, we will be on it.